Thimphu, Bhutan's newly introduced $200 tourism tax marks a dramatic shift in the country's travel landscape, as the small Himalayan kingdom reopens its borders after a two-year hiatus. The tax, which has tripled from the previous $65, reflects Bhutan's growing commitment to sustainable tourism and environmental preservation. By raising the cost for visitors, Bhutan is aiming to regulate the number of tourists while ensuring that those who do visit contribute positively to the country's economy and ecology. For many travelers, the $200 fee will be a significant factor in planning their trip. However, this hike comes with a deeper purpose: the government's intention to attract more mindful, high-value tourists who appreciate Bhutan's unique cultural and environmental offerings. The new $200 tourism tax, a shift toward sustainable, high-value tourism. The substantial increase in tourism tax, which will take effect with Bhutan's border reopening, is part of a broader strategy to create a more sustainable tourism model. The tax will help fund environmental preservation projects, including efforts to reduce carbon emissions and protect Bhutan's fragile ecosystems. These funds will also support local communities and tourism workers, ensuring that the economic benefits of tourism are distributed more equitably across the country. The new tax, which will apply to most foreign visitors, aims to minimize the impact of mass tourism, focusing instead on attracting fewer but wealthier visitors who are willing to pay a premium for a more exclusive and personalized experience. The environmental and economic benefits of the tax. While the higher tax may initially discourage some visitors, it is expected to have long-term benefits for Bhutan's environment and economy. The revenue generated will be used to finance initiatives aimed at reducing the environmental footprint of tourism, ensuring that Bhutan's natural beauty and cultural heritage are preserved for future generations. Beyond environmental protection, the tax will help to bolster the local economy by providing increased support for the tourism industry, creating jobs, and improving infrastructure. The Bhutanese government is keen to ensure that tourism provides tangible benefits to its people, not just its visitors. A shift in travel dynamics, premium tourism, and customized itineraries. The tourism tax hike signals a shift toward premium, low-impact tourism. With fewer visitors expected, local tourism businesses are focusing on offering more tailored, high-end experiences that cater to those who are undeterred by the increased fees. This shift could lead to a rise in luxury travel offerings, allowing tourists to explore Bhutan's serene landscapes, rich culture, and spiritual traditions in a more intimate and personal manner. As Bhutan moves toward this new tourism model, travelers will also have more flexibility in designing their itineraries. In the past, many visitors were dependent on local agencies for planning their trips. Now, with more freedom to explore the country on their own terms, tourists will have the opportunity to uncover hidden gems and unique experiences that may have been overlooked before. Long-term outlook: sustainable, high-value tourism for Bhutan's future. While the immediate impact of the tourism tax may lead to fewer visitors, Bhutan is positioning itself as a top-tier destination for travelers who value sustainable, exclusive experiences. The new tax structure is designed to reduce the environmental impact of tourism, in line with Bhutan's long-standing commitment to sustainability. This approach could allow Bhutan to redefine its role as a global travel destination, focusing on quality over quantity. By attracting affluent tourists who are willing to invest in the country's preservation and cultural heritage, Bhutan hopes to foster a more resilient and sustainable tourism industry. Conclusion: a new era of tourism for Bhutan. Ultimately, Bhutan's decision to raise its tourism tax is part of a broader effort to ensure that tourism contributes to the country's long-term prosperity while preserving its pristine environment and unique cultural identity. The new model could lead to a more exclusive and enriching experience for both visitors and locals, and may serve as a model for other countries looking to balance economic growth with sustainability. For further details, clarification, contributions, or any concerns regarding this article, please contact